You're listening to KSGF Mornings with Nick Reed on Springfield's News Talk FM, 104.1 KSGF.
Streaming live, KSGF.com, to your smartphone, to your iPad. It's the KSGF app. There's no reason for you not to download it, unless you, I guess, don't have a smartphone or an iPad or anything. Sponsored by Don Carricker and I, WantAGreatHomeLoan.com. Democrat, Republican. That's what we always hear, and that's what we almost always consider to be the quote-unquote viable candidates. And then the populace complains and gripes about the fact that we need to have a third party, when not only do third parties exist, but fourth and fifth and others. Lieutenant gubernatorial candidate Cynthia Davis, Constitution Party. She is joining us this morning, been with us before. Thank you for being with us today. How are you doing?
It's a thrill to be in with my best friends in Springfield.
Well, you are very kind. So why not Republican or Democrat?
Well, how many times have you had somebody say, well, I'm voting for the lesser of two evils?
And you're like, there's three. There's three evils.
How many times have you heard people say, I'd rather have the devil I know than the devil I don't know?
Yeah.
So my question is, okay, why do you want to vote for evil? And why do you want to vote for the devil?
You know, I do. I tell people this all the time, and we like to, as citizens, always blame the politicians and absolve ourselves of any responsibility, when in fact we do have the opportunity to vote beyond one of the, quote, two evils. But we don't do it. So whenever people complain, it must be frustrating to people like you, complain about, well, we need more than two parties. Well, then vote for somebody that's not one of the two parties, if that's how you feel.
Well, the other point is, we were having dinner the other night, and my son, who's 22, said to me, Mom, why do people say they're throwing their vote away if you vote for someone else? I think you're throwing your vote away if you vote for the person who's going to win. I mean, if you really want your vote to count, you have to vote for the one who best reflects your values.
In the state of Missouri, where is it that I mean, clearly you've got a vision, and you, which, by the way, should note that you were you the first recipient of the from Locke and Smith Foundation. That award, that's actually coming up this Saturday again, and that was a tremendous honor, I'm sure, as it should be, showing your constitutional values and that you apply them to the vote as an elected official. So where is it that you're different? Are there any particular issues? Because for somebody to branch out and to say, well, okay, I've been elected a Republican or caucused with Republicans, but I'm so different, I got to just get out of that party. Where are you that different?
Yeah, well, first of all, I'm more Republican than most Republicans. But the reason I was Republican is because I believed in personal responsibility, in limited government, in fiscal responsibility. And I think most people at their core want that. 81% of all people think government has gotten too big and too intrusive. And unless somebody stands up and says that's enough, when I got elected to the House of Representatives, the budget was about $18 billion a year. And when I left 8 years later, it was up to $24 billion. And that was under Republican control. So you have to ask the question, how does that work that you've got the majority of people in charge who say they're in favor of limited government, and yet what they're doing every year, they're growing government bigger, they're making it more expensive and more intrusive. What is the story behind that? Because actions speak louder than words. And if your actions show that we do want government to become bigger and more really socialistic and doing things outside of the line of what it's supposed to be doing, somebody needs to stand up and call a foul.
I like how you've talked before about codependency and the government having this problem of, at times, implementing methods of involvement that actually do more damage than good. You even equate it to a study with when it comes to alcoholism and understanding that concept of codependency.
Well, right. And anybody who knows anybody who is addicted to anything knows the first step is to realize you've got a problem. And I'm just pointing out, folks, that if we care about limiting government, it's time for us to acknowledge that we're not doing it. And it's time to raise the iron shade and let the sun shine in, because a lot of people have no idea what's really happening in Jefferson City.
When you were a state legislature, you had a reputation of being extremely pro-business, one of the most pro-business in the state. Oftentimes, people and Republicans fall into this category, view or demonstrate their what they consider to be their pro-business stance as taking some money out of the government and using it to give to the business, saying, hey, how much more pro-business can you be than that? Look how much I'm helping them out. There's a divide I see within the Republican Party here in the state of Missouri, where you have some Republicans that believe in doing that. They believe that that is pro-business, taking tax dollars and utilizing them to, in their opinion, help the business, while there are other Republicans that say, no, that's actually not pro-business. Government needs to stay out of it in all capacity. Where are you on that?
Well, my pro-business posture comes from having owned a business myself for 23 years, and there's nothing like your own direct experience to make one very sensitive to the dynamics involved. But why is it that all the pro-business legislation is, again, growing government bigger by doing corporate welfare and more tax deals for the biggest businesses among us? What about the little guy? I mean, if who should get a tax break? If you're going to be honest about it, take the people who need it the most, not the conglomerates that are already making millions of dollars every year. And I don't recommend that we ever create an unfair system. The problem is what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Free markets work. We need to have faith and confidence that when government gets itself out of trying to micromanage and manipulate businesses, that the businesses will do what they have to do to make themselves profitable.
We're talking with Lieutenant Gubernatorial Candidate Cynthia Davis at 722. We're going to get the traffic with Jason Ryman, and then in 2 minutes continue on. I want to find out from you, as Lieutenant Governor, how is, because a lot of people hear these ideas and they like them, but they may think, well, how is being Lieutenant Governor, how are you going to be able to do anything when it comes to those particular issues? So we'll continue on with that in just 2 minutes. Cynthia Davis with us, the Constitution Party. Is it kind of hard to drill into people's head, hey, look, you know, look for that other party, the one that you're always claiming you want?
Well, you know, I love the idea of giving people a choice, because Missouri is very freedom-loving. And deep down in our heart, we know that what's right and wrong, and we know that it's possible to have real change. And the good news is we don't have to live this way anymore, where it's a multiple. We need multiple choice. We don't want true and false. We want just, because what's going on is they're giving us false and false. And now we need to say, well, let me pick somebody else who actually gets what this is all about.
So you're running for Lieutenant Governor. That is an office that a lot of people don't conceptually really get. I mean, they think of it as, well, if something happens to the governor, then that person steps in. What is your message to people when they say, well, I don't know how much of a difference you can really make in there anyway?
Well, first of all, I'll show up for the votes. And when there's a tie vote, I'll break the tie. And that's something that, yeah, it's way more than just being out on the golf course and waiting for something bad to happen to the governor. This is about being engaged in the process and somebody who actually is going to use the platform to talk about the issues that really matter to us and helping to guide the legislators. You know, having been among the rank and file for 8 years, I know that the strategy of the leadership is to keep us in the dark and then spring surprises on the legislators. Well, what would happen if you had somebody who was in the inner circle who could actually guide and help and help get us past this and let the voters know what's going on as well? So I will be the designated driver in the room full of drunks.
I want to ask you, too, because I know this is a question. When I fail to ask it, I always get emails saying, how do they feel about this? What, like fair tax or you know, taxation overall for the state of Missouri?
Well, first of all, I've never met a tax that I like. If you're going to be a champion of the taxpayers, you got to be a champion all the way. So it's very hard to get excited about any kind of new tax. But we are supposed to love our neighbors and help each other. And how we do that is by having the funds in our own bank account to direct how we want to spend it. And in general, when we help people make a way for themselves and pay their own way, then it does make a difference for everyone else. So, yeah, there are a lot of proposals on taxation, and they're asking the wrong question. They're asking, how do we tax ourselves? And the real problem is, how did we get the taxation level so high in the first place, and who's going to cut the spending?
You have an event here this weekend, is that correct?
Saturday, I'll be in the park, Grant Park. We're going to be, and you can get more details on my website, which is votecynthia.com. But, yes, come rally around the Constitution. You won't be disappointed. We're going to have hot dogs and bratwurst and burgers, and it's just for a donation. And come and be inspired, because help is on the way.
And that is at that's from 11 to 1 this Saturday, the Pavilion at Grant Park. Cynthia Davis for Lieutenant Governor, it's good to talk to you again, and look forward to seeing you next time you're in the area. Of course, this Saturday you'll be here. If I don't see you then, I'll talk to you soon.
It's always a good day when I get to be in Springfield.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Bye. And we've got info about that at KSGF.com if you are interested in stopping by and talking with Cynthia Davis in her run for Lieutenant Governor. It is.